The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Something weird came up. We were hanging out with some listeners, mm-hmm. and a weird thing came up that I want to... I know you were a part of this, Aaron, but...
I don't know what you're going to say,
I know
though.
You don't.
Okay.
But it's an interesting thing, and I really want the text line involved.
Okay.
At 51059, and I think Tiak can get involved.
Okay.
It's a Halloween dilemma.
Oh, okay.
So...
Oh!
So many families... like, there's the let's, you know, the dentist in the hood. If you've got a dentist in your neighborhood, I believe Eng, an orthodontist, lives near me. And I want to almost just go to his house and see what he hands out. Because there's two schools of thought, right? You want kids with bad teeth, so you give them real bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make sure
keep
you have
clients.
A constant clientele, right?
Yeah.
Or you hand out toothbrushes and then they TP your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the understood agreement.
Right. But then there's families who hand out...
like mini toys, just like knickknacks.
Or alternative, like, here's the... what are the little things you eat that are like kale or whatever, or seaweed? You ever had those?
Oh, the like crispy seaweed?
Yeah, crispy seaweeds.
Mm.
I've seen little packets of that, and you're like...
what? Oh, interesting.
What? That they're handing out?
They're like healthy snack foods. A little tiny bag of trail mix or gold.
Yeah, I've seen those things, those little breadsticks that come with the cheese, like in the little packet that you have.
The little snack packs.
Yeah, I've seen those being handed, and that's... I don't want to get too ahead of... I don't know where you're going.
That's what I'm talking about. There's alternatives to give out. But we spoke with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave that person nameless.
Okay.
She last year tried an experiment,
mm-hmm.
and she's doubling down this year.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm actually going to her house on Halloween.
Okay.
I need to see it in action.
So, Tiak, I would like, we don't do this often enough. I think we should do a historically inaccurate reenactment.
Hmm.
I will be said homeowner.
Okay.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Tiak, you be scared little kid wanting some candy.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready?
Oh, hey, hi.
Trick or treat.
Oh, hi. I have an assortment of candies here for you.
Yes.
Or a potato.
I'm sorry?
Don't be sorry.
I have an assortment of candies here.
You get to pick which one you want.
You get to choose between this assortment of candies or
just
a potato.
Just a regular...
Uncooked.
I'm sorry. We don't have time. There's other kids behind you.
I'll go with the candy. I'll take the candy,
or
please.
The potato?
Yeah, I was here for candy, I think.
Would you like a candy or...
Honey, I think he's done.
Oh. Knock, knock.
He opened the door to close it again?
Yeah,
I did.
I would take the candy,
her
right?
Her claim is this, and this is where I need texters to text in, to 51059. There's several avenues to this, but would everyone not, given the choice between delicious sweet candies,
mm-hmm.
even if you're a candy corn MF and hater, you'd take a fistful of candy corns
mm-hmm.
over a potato.
I agree.
Her claim is you should see the kids get excited about a potato.
Yeah. She said that there was like a little girl who was like 3 or 4 that chose the potato. And was so excited about it.
So one person chose.
I don't know. That was just the example she gave.
Well, I would feel like that potato would end up through a window at some point if you gave it out.
Okay. You're jumping to my next point. Like, if you give that to a juvenile delinquent,
mm-hmm.
it's coming back at you.
But I think the difference is if you give them the choice, they are choosing the potato. So it's less likely to go through your window. Because it's not like, I got a rock, you know?
No.
But I'm so confused. Why did she start this? Are potatoes cheaper?
She said something like, it's a teachable moment for parents. You can take the potato home and teach them how to prepare it as something.
I didn't hear her say that.
Oh, yeah, no, she said that. It was like, Mom, Dad, let's go home and make, I don't know, tots, fries, mashed, skins.
Scalloped.
A Mr. Potato Head.
Yes,
we can let's put do eyes that. On it.
Would anyone listening want a potato? 1-50-51059. What would you do if your kid came back off the porch, because when your kids are real little like yours, you go up on the porch with them, right?
A little. We stand back. I try to give a little independence, but we're close by. Yeah, we're there.
Eventually, you'll be a good half city block away from them.
Yeah,
and they'll come up to you.
Peeking out the window.
Exactly.
Hey, he's over there.
Dad,
somewhere.
I have a bag full of potatoes, carrots, and like what?
Yeah. What
are you
going
to go back to those houses and go, what are you doing?
Or, hey, you want to come over for some stew?
Yes, if you live on a block where someone's giving away meat, gravy.
I'd be stewing.
I just need one last, like, it's dumb, right?
I find it odd,
yeah. I think this person is very special, very nice, but this is the worst idea. She said.
But you're letting the kids decide, and what if the kid wants a potato?
What kid wants a potato?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.